We're now joined by Tracy Jarvis from Made in Yorkshire, who have a very nice and very colourful cafe stall here in Parliament Street. Tracy, how has the festival been going for you so far?
It's been excellent, actually. It's been a very, very busy festival. It's the first year for us actually taking part, so we really didn't have a clue what we were anticipating, but the numbers have been phenomenal. And even during the weekday, when we expect it to quieten down a little bit, we've been very, very good, so we're very happy.
Have you come here for the first time with experience in taking part in festivals and demonstrations and having stalls, things like that?
Well, Made in Yorkshire itself is a company that's been running for about 10 years, and actually the concept of Made in Yorkshire was to help rural businesses, but actually in an art and design capacity. But we did actually start a food section of it in April of this year. So we've been doing exhibitions for about 10 years now. So we're quite experienced at the exhibitions per se, smiling, keeping on our feet for 12 hours a day. But the food element is a relatively new bit for us, so it's a learning curve.
And how have you managed to integrate kind of the artistic element into your stall here?
Well, my background, and actually I'm in another business, which is an interior design business, so the aesthetics are very important to me. And of course, the very nature of the type of food we're trying to promote, which is all obviously natural Yorkshire products, we wanted that to be reflective in the aesthetics of the stand. So we're using, you know, vintage apple crates and bunting and, you know, wicker, and it just gives that very natural, rustic, homemade appearance to it.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the very tempting products that you have available?
We can. As I said, they're all made in Yorkshire, so they're all locally produced, and that's our ethos. We've got hot food with regards to sausages and bacon from one of our local butchers. But the most popular things that we've found has actually been our cake selection. No doubt you can see a massive selection of cupcakes, which have been very, very popular, particularly with the ladies, because they actually act as fantastic gifts as well as tasting and looking beautiful. But the cake selection has gone down very, very well. Everyone likes a piece of homemade cake with their Yorkshire tea and their York coffee.
And when you say local, this is across the three ridings and East Yorkshire as well?
It is. I mean, one of the first things that we did when we wanted to look into doing a Made in Yorkshire cafe, we went onto the Deliciously Yorkshire website, so that's obviously a good reference point for getting local suppliers. We've got blue-killed water, which I think is Driffield, so that's East Yorkshire. Obviously, Yorkshire Crisps is from Sheffield, so that's South Yorkshire. Our butchers are from York, North Yorkshire. So I think we cover all four quarters of the Yorkshire region with our produce.
And can you tell us a little bit about what the reaction's been from the customers on your stall?
Well, I think particularly, of course, because we're in the heart of the Yorkshire land, obviously here in York, everyone's been very enthusiastic that they're actually buying local produce. Everyone likes the idea that they're actually buying from a local producer and supporting the local economy. No doubt, because as well it actually tastes and looks beautiful as well. So they're getting a good benefit from both sides.
As well as the taste, I'm sure the issue probably comes up of food miles, carbon footprint. How important is that with the ethos of Made in Yorkshire?
Well, I mean, obviously, all of our local producers have their own policies and things like that. With regards to what we are doing here, I mean, we're relatively inexperienced, providing that we're using local producers who have their own policies on how they manufacture, how they produce, how they ship, and everything like that, with their own carbon footprint. We're trying supporting people who are environmentally friendly as well.
So, with this being your first year, what does the future hold for Made in Yorkshire?
Well, I hope it's a good start, so I hope that it'll go on from here. Certainly our range of food that we've been producing and the producers that we've been supporting has expanded quite considerably. Back in April, we were just literally doing coffee and cake, and so it's actually gone into homemade soups, obviously our pastry department now, as well as the cakes and the coffees and the teas. So if we can expand our selection and also expand the range of shows we do and go further afield, that's what we hope to do.
And if anybody listening to this wants to find out more about Made in Yorkshire, how can they find out?
Well, as an organisation, Made in Yorkshire has a website, which is madeinyorkshire.org.uk, and that is all about our art and design shows, but it has contact details on there as well. So if anybody wants us to go and take part in any of their local food festivals or any other shows, just give us a call or go online and send us an email.
That's wonderful. Tracy Jarvis, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.